5 months after the arrests, both cousins were still in jail. Barbara Velo was at home in Sandona, on the mainland, despondent and pregnant. She's blaming herself for what happened to Massimiliano, said Marchetti's mother. She shouldn't. It wasn't her fault. They're trying to twist her words. Signora Marchetti and her husband were sitting at their kitchen table in Salzano, a small town half an hour north of Venice. At the end of the 3-month preventive detention, Casson had asked the judge for a 3-month extension, and it had been granted. He kept the pressure on, putting Marchetti and Carella in solitary confinement for weeks at a time. No one knew when they would be released. I wouldn't wish this hell on anybody, said Signora Marchetti, her youthful face drawn and somber. She had close-cropped gray hair and wore a zippered sweatshirt over a pair of slacks. Her husband, a plant manager at a chemical company in Marghera, sat quietly by her side. She poured Coca-Cola from a plastic liter bottle. The police pounded on the door at 6 in the morning, she said. They had a search warrant, but they wouldn't tell us what they were looking for. We all sat here in the kitchen for 2 hours while they looked under every object and every piece of furniture in the house. They opened every drawer, every cupboard, every closet. They even searched Massimiliano's car. They asked us if we wanted to call a lawyer, said Signor Marchetti. I said, no, look wherever you like. We've got nothing to hide. We were thinking it might have something to do with marijuana, said Signora Marchetti. A year ago, Massimiliano was arrested for possession and got a 1-year suspended sentence, but that's all over and done. The police didn't find any marijuana. They took his samurai sword, though, and they still have it. Signora Marchetti daubed her eyes with a handkerchief. Then, at 8 o'clock, they asked Massimiliano to get into the squad car. They said they were going to take him to sign some papers, just a formality. He took his tools with him, expecting to go to work afterward. We got in our car and followed them to the Questura in Marghera. Then we sat and waited. At 9 o'clock, they told us he'd been arrested for setting fire to the Fenice. We were dumbfounded. We didn't see him for 2 months after that. I went to court every day asking for permission to see him. Signor Marchetti took his wife's hand. And to think, she said, the night the Fenice burned, we sat up watching it on TV and crying. We love Venice. Massimiliano loves Venice. He couldn't have done this. He's a good boy. He told me they were going to give him 2 free tickets when the renovation was finished. He asked me if I would go with him. We were hoping to see Woody Allen. How have the neighbors reacted to this? I asked. Our friends have no doubt he's innocent, and that is a comfort to us. But I have lost faith over this. I've been going to church for 30 years. I don't go very often now.